The summer movie season officially begins here in the U.S. with the Memorial Day weekend box office and some action blockbuster, in this case, Men in Black 3. But the summer season of cinema for the so-called creatives in the film biz kicks off at Cannes, that French festival of films, celebrity, fantasy, and ideological brawling. Cannes loves to hate Hollywood's power brokers and loves to love its iconoclasts. Sometimes Cannes loves to ignore Hollywood altogether. Well, Hollywood media power broker herself, Sharon Waxman, just got back from Cannes, which wrapped up last night. She's the founder and CEO of TheWrap.com. Welcome to the program, Sharon.
Hey, John. How are you?
So first of all, let's begin with the winner. The Palme d'Or went to a movie with the French word love in the title, Amour.
Love. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amour.
Mm-hmm. And is this a likely film for Americans to fall in love with, or is it one of those inscrutable art pieces that Americans will ignore?
Take a wild guess. No, actually, it's the film by Michael Haneke is far more accessible than his last film, which is called The White Ribbon, which also won the Palme d'Or and was a really more difficult theoretical film, a fable about children in a German village circa World War I. This is a very sad and very beautiful kind of elegiac film about an elderly couple and love at the end of life. So, and this is going to be seen by American audiences. You can go. It will be out by Sony Pictures Classics sometime this year. And I would say it's not a conventional love story by any means. It's not like it's an end of life love story as a man cares for his wife as she slowly declines toward death.
Is it On Golden Pond meets more of a love story as opposed to a father-daughter story?
I wouldn't say On Golden Pond in a sense. It's more intellectual than that. It's not made with a mass audience in mind.
Right.
And you have these octogenarian actors who are very famous in France, Jean-Louis Trintignant and Emmanuel Riva. And I would urge people to give it a shot. It's very beautiful, and honestly, it's a film that I saw a week ago, and it still stays with me. It's really, the performances are very, very beautiful.
All right, we're talking about Cannes with Sharon Waxman, founder and CEO of TheWrap.com. The Cannes audience and the Cannes jury and the whole Cannes gang loves Wes Anderson. What did they think of the film Moonrise Kingdom, which opened this week in the United States?
Yeah, that film was very well received. It was the opening film. None of the American films, including that one, did particularly well in terms of, holding people's imaginations, but it's a great Wes Anderson story. This is the director of The Royal Tenenbaums and Rushmore and Bottle Rocket, and this really takes us back to a more personal story. Again, it's in his very specific kind of detailed and unique kind of Wes Anderson world, which is fun to go back to because he doesn't make all that many films. This is a love story between two 12-year-olds, and it's a 12-year-old boy at a Boy Scout camp and who runs away with a girl who's 12 years old, and it's very fun. And Bruce Willis is in it, and Edward Norton is in it, and Bill Murray, of course, is in it. It's a very fun film.
And an amazing cast. Let's hear a clip.
Dear Susie, here's my plan.
Dear Sam, my answer is yes.
Dear Susie, 1.
Dear Sam, where?
Dear Susie, walk 400 yards due north from your house to the dirt path which has not got any name on it. Turn right and follow to the end. I will meet you in the meadow.
I'm hoping my 13-year-olds don't take that as a prescription for their running away, that's for sure. The reviewers have said this movie, Moonrise Kingdom, sort of crossed a point of detachment and that the characters didn't sing for most reviewers, including the ones on this program. That's not typically a problem at Cannes.
That they didn't sing?
Right. That if something very, very stylized sometimes is perfectly fine for the Cannes audience. Take, for example, Tree of Life, which sort of bombed in the United States, even though it got an Oscar nod. Was not something that connected with audiences, although it won the Palme d'Or last year at Cannes.
I think you can't really make a direct connection between how a movie performs at the box office and how how it's received in Cannes. And that is the interesting thing about the festival, is that it continues to kind of be its own marker in terms of recognition for films. And you don't, and they rarely, in fact, they rarely do translate to box office in this country, but sometimes they do translate to Oscars. Like last year, you did have Tree of Life, which did get Oscar nominations, as you point out, and The Artist also was kind of a sensation in Cannes, and it did go on to win Best Picture. So because last year was a particularly relevant year at Cannes was for the Oscars, but that's more the connection. I don't think that they're the kinds of films that people who aren't really film lovers are going to flock to by the millions.
Lots of reporting at therap.com of the sort of celebrity culture there at Cannes, including Sean Penn sort of going nuts over Help for Haiti, and what were some of the other highlights?
Well, let's see. There was kind of one of the fun things was that, Brad Pitt came this year. The paparazzi wait every year for the Brad and Angelina Jolie moment, because after all, if nobody's talking about the festival, they're not talking about Amour, all around the planet. But if Brad and Angie show up, that picture's going everywhere. Anyway, they were kind of challenged this year by a new power couple who was Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart of Twilight fame, both of whom had separate movies in competition this year. So what ended up happening is that Angelina Jolie at the last minute did not show up. Horrors.
Finally, no women in the Palme d'Or competition. And in general, this has been a problem at Cannes. Is this a problem with Cannes or more the industry itself?
We're talking about directors. No women directors. This has been an issue before. That a couple of years ago, there were no women directors in competition, and there was a huge petition that raised a huge debate. Yet again this year, this came up. I personally think it's a problem in the movie industry. There are not enough women directors, period, end of story. Doesn't matter that Catherine Bigelow won the Oscar. There's just not numerically not enough women, I think, to choose from. And I also think that the festival needs to make an effort to find those hard-to-find movies by women that tell women's stories. Because if you don't reach out and find the women directors, you're not going to have strong, interesting female characters.
Well, we're glad that you're back from Cannes. Sharon Waxman, founder and CEO of TheWrap.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.